Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Montgomery County officials are rolling out a plan they say has been years in the making, which they say is designed to ensure anyone arrested and charged with a crime is treated fairly. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melward has more.
Montgomery County President Judge Thomas Del Ritchie says when someone's arrested, they're only accused.
They are not convicted. They do not lose their rights as free citizens of our Commonwealth or of the United States.
Del Ritchie says the court, defenders, prosecutors, and police have been working for years to create a unit that can review all bail decisions to try to ensure fairness. As he points out, pretrial incarceration can cause someone to lose their job, their home, in some cases even their family. Montgomery County Court Administrator and Chair of the County's Criminal Justice Advisory Board, Mike Case, says during the booking process, there will be an interview to determine what Case describes as the least restrictive conditions that ensure two key factors.
Appearance at a subsequent court hearing, and protection of public safety.
Del Ritchie adds they understand risk assessment tools may be inherently biased, so they plan to work with an independent evaluator, likely from a university, to ensure the program's as fair as possible. At the Suburban Bureau, Jim Melwert, KYW News Radio.
It's 5:37.